Tonight, you dream of starlight. I've arranged a little get-together, you and I. Tonight, I want to see you, and I've got a little something special in mind, just for you. I ask you to meet me at one of our special places. It's a large clearing on a lightly forested hill outside of town. The night air is cool, but not cold, and you feel it playing through your hair and across your legs as you wait for me to arrive. At last, you see me coming through the trees and across the grass to where you're standing beside our sitting boulder. You see my eyes even in the dark, and feel my longing for you across the distance that separates us. And suddenly it's all you can do not to run to me, to put your arms around me, to tackle me to the ground, to love me, to love me, to love me. I set down the basket and unfurl the thick blanket across the area of the rock where we normally sit. Then I help you up, barely restraining myself from cupping your buns in the process. I then put the basket up on top of the blanket-covered boulder and jump up myself. In climbing up, I come up between your legs and softly kiss your heated lips for countless moments before rolling away to the side and cuddling you. I can feel your warmth coming through your clothes, and I smell the subtle scents that remind me most of you when I close my eyes. My smile spreads as I look at you there, so contented to be with me, so comfortable to feel my arms around you once again. You are as beautiful as ever, and the starlight seems to somehow accent those things I love most about your face, your body, your curves. The merest glimpse of your outline brings back so many fond memories of intimate moments together. Every little thing about you makes me want to adore you even more. You sense me looking at you, appreciating you, and look up into my eyes again. My soft brown eyes are lovingly gazing back at you. You reach for me and softly stroke my cheek with your fingers and palm, but as you move your leg, it nudges the basket, and it startles you. Finally, remembering the basket, I open it up and hand you a little plate as well as getting out one for myself. "Just what has been prepared in Rich's kitchen tonight?" you ask me. I grin and produce some grapes and a little bit of sweet cream cheese dip that I came up with on my own. You can smell it on the breezes that bring its scent to you. I take one of the seedless grapes, swiping it through the dip, and lightly press it between your lips. Your eyes light up as it strikes you how good it tastes, and you suck the grape the rest of the way into your mouth, rolling it on your tongue before chewing it. Somehow I thought you might enjoy my tasty treats. You serve up some more of the dessert before looking up at the stars again. You pull in close to me as we eat, and I point out to you the constellations. Each pattern of stars holds a crystallized myth, each story holding another and leading to the next. Many times we've come out here together to our rock, sitting here and unwinding, a world full of frustrations as we look up into the sky and each other. And I regale you with stories of the world gone by and the worlds that never were. To find the seeds of hope within the pools of imagination. To find a world together in moments ambered in time. To just be ourselves and to find love. You hear me make a light sound, and in the next moment you feel my lips running across your neck in soft kisses. My tongue tickles its way up to the sensitive spot behind your ear, and I feel your fingers pulling at me as the tension mounts in you. I smile and softly hum in your ear as I kiss my way across your cheek, to find myself kissing your lips with more and more passion. My heart has ached for you, but now I'm right where I belong. Breathing you in, tasting you, feeling you. You make that little sound in the back of your throat that drives me wild, and in the next moments my eyes blaze open again. I'm removing your top. Your hands move to me, gliding under my shirt and up my chest, massaging me gently, and soon my shirt finds its way on top of yours. A shiver of lust overtakes your body as I kiss my way down your tender throat to take my sweet kisses down across your right shoulder and between your soft breasts. Fingers flex and twist. Your bra sails through the air atop the growing pile. My tongue on your chest moves in wider and wider circles as my lips eventually find your nipples, a moment before you're about to scream from the desire to feel my tongue upon their sensitive peaks. I hear you suck in a sharp intake of breath that whistles between your teeth as you feel the warmth of my mouth, taking your hard nipple out of the cool night air and into liquid heat. Oh, how I love your breasts. I can't even put a description to them with my eldritch words. Ecstatic moments later, you're pressing me down onto the soft blanket as you bowl me over and slide on top of me, your hot nipples tracing across my chest, and your breasts press harder against me as soft lips find mine. And I kiss you, feeling you, wanting you, being with you. Your hands stroking my sides as the kiss continues on and on. Your deep breaths filling my ears. The feeling of your breasts on me is indescribably good. I love it when you do that. I feel you brushing your nipples back and forth as we kiss. Now they're up against my own nipples and are getting harder from the stimulation and the night breeze. You grind against me with your full body, wanting more. Your hand finds the top of my black denims, slipping briefly inside to find the center of my physical excitement. Throb in your hand at the merest touch. You quickly pop the buttons and work the button fly down before bouncing down to my ankles. You tug as I lift my ass off the blanket and narrowly miss falling off the end of the rock, but you come away with your prize, holding it over your head before tossing it to the pile. My underwear only survives a few seconds more before meeting the same fate as my pants. I'm now naked for you. I look up at you, the bright stars framing your face. Perhaps the part of you I love the most is your beautiful eyes, and I see that light come into your eyes. Your eyes, your passion has mounted to a level where you want more. My words unlocking to be more descriptive for you. My emotions running deeper to give you all that you crave. Come to me. Your sexy eyes locked onto mine as I feel your throbbing nipples run through my leg hair, up my legs, my thighs, Then my cock thrills to feel your breath run across it, seconds before your cleavage teasing it with the promise of ecstasy. The deep feelings overtake me, willing me to close my eyes and forever capture this moment, but your gaze holds me firmly. I'm falling into your eyes as I long to feel your lips on mine again. A nipple grazes my sensitive balls as you move higher across my belly. Your lustful gaze coming closer, bringing your sweet lips to me, even as your mounds slide pleasurably across my naked body. You drive me wild. You are everything to me. At long last, our mouths make love to each other, tongues making silent greetings as our eyes finally close, and we revel, and we delight, and we drink it all in. This passion within you is always hidden until I find the way to bring it out in you. Oh, and I celebrate the day I first found you. Your mouth is on the move again now, kissing down my chest. My entire body goes tense with anticipation of what I hope is coming next. Your chin bumps the head of my cock as you continue moving downwards. Oh, please, please. Hot lips brush across the most sensitive spot, immediately followed by your slippery swipe of your talented tongue. I arch my back upwards off the blanket, a growl rising in the back of my throat as I stare up at the moon and feel the sweetest pleasure you bring. You move slightly lower and gently kiss my balls in the way that makes me swell for you. Tender bites nibble their way up to my shaft. And then the heat of your mouth overtakes me, so wet that some drips down my shaft, tingling me in the chill of the night. Again I growl, louder this time as my whole body becomes yours once again. My eyes open and I stare into your eyes. I'm in a daze of ecstasy as your tongue paints the patterns of your desire all up and down my throbbing cock. I've vowed to never grab your head while you're doing this to me, but my fingers squeeze at your shoulders as I stroke your ears, as I repeatedly tumble into your mouth while lost in your deep gaze. My fingers moving through your hair as the juices from your lips flow down across my sensitive balls. You hold me on the verge of blacking out, willing me to consciousness so that you can continue to drive me along the brink. Lovely breasts bounce down again and again on my thighs, calling to my empty palms. The look on your face amazes me. You are wild, and you are all that I could ask for. You're now slightly twisting your head as you suck and pull at me, the extra movement bringing me new spikes of sensation. I can feel myself swelling dangerously close to the end. Please, not just yet. Oh, I don't want to feel selfish. Please, you're taking my very willpower into your mouth. Oh, don't let me disappoint you. Ah, the twinges of pleasure. Your gaze still locked onto mine, you feel with your fingers that my balls are tightening, and you will me to come for you. You concentrate on my climax, summoning it with your desire. The look in your eyes alone is enough to push me across the edge, and you feel it coming. Your lips come off my manhood, and I find myself pleasurably crushed between fingers bent on conjuring my cum. A full roar develops as your hand moves in wet slickness, pumping my cock faster, harder. Oh, I'm going out of my mind with the pure lust of the moment, watching you, feeling you, wanting so much to hang on and feel this forever. Oh, but I cannot. My hips coming high off the blanket as your jerking motions rub the head of my pulsing cock across your hard nipples. That finally sets me off. Gushes of my cum rocket out against your tits, painting your breasts with the very essence of my desire for you. Your hand working harder now, making me spray across each nipple. Your eyes drink me in as the quake runs through you in the form of a climax all your own as you make me come like this. I scream your name to the stars and I feel the night envelop me in this moment. I continue to twitch and come, except the spurts are growing fewer, running down your clenched fingers in molten splashes. A whimper escapes my throat as the last slippery dribble coats your nipple. I pull you down to me, kissing your loving mouth, hugging you close and breathing in gasps as I feel the last of your climax run through you. I always love to hold you like this. As my heart slowly calms, my fingers find their way to your swelled breasts. So slippery with my cum, I massage it into you, imbuing you with the mark of my passion for you. And you love the way it feels when I rub you with slick hands as I'm doing now. Hard nipples dig into my palms as I stroke harder and harder, bringing you more pleasure. One hand strays to your waist, flipping the catch of your belt, slipping off the last of your clothes. I crave the very scent of you that comes to me on the starlit winds. I feel the wetness of your womanhood on my knee. And you grind it against me, firmly squeezing, hands still on your breasts, lips locked. Let me drive you wild, precious. You lay on your back as I move down between your spread thighs. I can feel the heat pouring off of you and long for it. My tongue swells in anticipation of exploring you. Light kisses flutter down your belly from your breasts. I tease your navel and continue my oral journey. I come upon your thighs and nibble at their tensed muscles. I move higher, almost to the juncture of your thighs. Nibbling turns to sucking, almost to the point of leaving marks upon your tender inner thighs. Your scent infuses me with passion that I can restrain no longer. I drive my slippery tongue between your nether lips, tasting you and delighting in every part of it. Tongue flicking across your slick, throbbing bud, I drink you in and nuzzle in deeper. I feel you rolling your hips, pressing against my face with your most pleasurable point. Your thighs burning hot against my cheeks, suctioned inward. I suck harder, making your labia throb in my mouth and your lips buck against me as your second climax of the evening overtakes you. That's it. Let it wash through you. Feel it. Feel me. let me please you. I reel my passion in a little bit, and my mouth continues to slither juicily along and within you. My fingers grip deeply into the meat of your thighs as I delve into you once again, burrowing softly, seeking your very core. Fingers crawling up your torso, taking your lovely mounds into my hands, rolling bursting nipples between sensitive fingers, and still I suckle gently at your core. Can you feel me now? Can you feel me there? Your own fingers drawn to your throbbing clit as I pleasure you. And now I'm sucking at your swirling fingertips, using just the tip of my tongue to brush them, causing foreign sensations of pleasure to trickle in through your hands now as well as your most sensitive places. Oh, how you come hard in this moment. Your juices coat my chin as I go wild within you. Whirling mouth siphoning, fingers clutching, your gaze a million miles away into the field of stars above us as your climax racks your body with spasms. One upon another, my unrelenting coaxing takes you through each hard cum. I can hold you on the brink and slide you back and forth across its boundaries for longer and more times than you were able to do to me earlier, thanks to the gift that is the female body. Your cries become nearly anguished as your teeth lock into a chattering brought on from the extreme pleasure. Oh, I love being able to do this to you. Oh, I love that you can feel this way with me. And in the moment that you feel you're going to burst, that something within you must surely break. You find yourself within my arms and kissing you once again. And all becomes right with your world again as your senses return. Holding you close, both gasping again into each other's mouths as we calm a little bit more. My hands reach across to the neglected basket. I bring my dip-sweetened fingers to your lips and feel you suckling the sweetness from my tips. On the second trip, I bring more of the grapes slathered in the dip. You pop them between your lips one by one, teasing me with glimpses of your tongue. Afterwards, I gently flip you over on the blanket and move tender hands to muscles that so recently spasmed beneath my loving ministrations. I massage and ease the tension out of your muscles that will lock tomorrow if I don't melt them tonight. Easy, baby, easy. Just breathe. I softly dig into your shoulder blades with my talented fingertips, working circles into muscles that are surrendering moment by moment. Another grape from my fingers passes your lips. I know your jaw must be sore too. Soft thumb pads working your jawline into delicate submission. Your shoulders, your arms, all falling beneath my loving touches in a cascade of welcome calmness. Working lower now, I feel the tension in your back easing away as you begin breathing deeper and deeper. Digits flexing in squeezes as I grip at your delicious buns, spread thighs, now solid calves. I bend your legs at the knee one at a time as I focus upon them with my warm touches. I swear I can hear you purring up there. Your insole meets my grip and beckons me to the other foot. hard gripping melts what remains of the tension in your body, while some of my touches cause the flame to flicker to life within you again. Not as burningly urgent as before, you feel passion coming to you again in gentle, lapping waves. My touches become more sensual as my own desire gradually builds. I'm still straddling your delightful bonds, and a rather hot part of me is laying between the crease. You wiggle beneath me, inviting, and I accept the chance to slowly lower myself inside you. I sink in so nice and deep as we both gasp in the night. Barely moving, I slide in and out of you. Good. So very fucking good. We're both making soft noises as the sucking sounds beneath me intensifies with my ever deepening thrusts. I feel myself growing within you as I savor the feel of your buns cupping my thighs with their softness. I watch your buns quake and tremble with every little impact. You're pressing up to meet my thrusts now. Plunge, plunge, plunge. Soon you're up on your knees, driving your ass high back to smack against my thighs. Constant moaning of pleasure being ripped from our lips as the sheer feelings overtake us. Starlight plays across your back as I pound myself into you again and again, feeling you gripping me at where our bodies join. A climax shoots through you, and I see your arching back spasm again as you cry my name into the chill air. Oh, Rich. I stop moving, keeping myself buried so very deep inside you as I allow you time to let your climax overtake you. And I feel the clutchings of your coming as you grip my cock tighter and tighter within you. I manage to hold on to my own orgasm as it subsides. I move to reposition us together. I'm now lying on my back with you straddling my thighs. You lower yourself down onto me, and it's agonizingly intense. Oh, I love the way you feel, and the look you get on your face when I'm filling you like this. You're gently rocking now, staring lovingly into my eyes. I see the glazed look melting away as I will you back to the clarity of our moment together. There. You're back here with me now, your journey into the realm of ecstasy. I pump my hips up in an extremely slow motion, delighting in every soft texture within you, tumbling into your gaze to crystallize the moment in our shared memory. Your breasts falling down into my palms as I watch you moving above me. A small shudder runs along your back again, and you crash down with a hissing of breath. Your hair tickling my shoulder now, and your breath tickling my ear. My chest hair tickling your nipples. Now I'm hugging you again, holding you still as I feel your coming all around me. The sucking of your womanhood making me throb within you, bringing on another bout of coming from you. And in the next moment, I'm thrusting my hips into you, down again, in, out. softly, gently, sweetly. Your buns form onto my palms as I grasp them firmly and drive deep within you with my hard cock. Oh, precious, it won't be long now until I come within you once more. Pump, pump, smelling your hair, tasting your sweat upon my lips, feeling your breasts against me, your ass pressing my palms, and then you whisper sweetly in my ear that you want me to come with you this time. My balls tense at your words, and with arching back, I plunge into you the final time, spewing molten hot cum within you, feeling you spasm around me, each of us begging the other to keep on coming in the way our bodies converse. The first thing I see is the starlight. The second brings your beautiful eyes to my vision. The final second brings your lips to mine. And this is where the moment freezes, everything ambered in time.